In verse 35, in my version of the Bible, it says, let's. And that's a contraction. It means let us. So Jesus was already including himself in that journey that he was going to go across the lake with them. And that's what he invites us to do, too. He doesn't say, jump in the boat, have a nice ride, see you on the other side. He says, when he invites us to go on a journey to cross over something in our lives, we can be assured that he is there with us, no matter what that thing is. So yesterday, there was two things that happened. There's a song from Bethel Music, and it's called Where You Go, I Go. And it is like probably one of my very favorite songs. I love the melody. I love the words. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a second. But there's also a song that was at our wedding that we had, How Great Thou Art. We got married almost 30 years ago, and it was our favorite hymn. And it's really interesting because the last 30 years, I'm not joking now, every time there's something that big that God is asking us to do, we hear that song. And that's not a common song. I mean, everybody knows it, but it's not something that's sung, you know, in modern times all the time. So when we were preparing to go to France, we were at our church in Los Angeles. It was the last time that we were there, I believe. And we were sitting there and we were worshiping. And all of a sudden, they start playing How Great Thou Art. And it was like, oh my gosh, okay. Yes, Lord, it's like a wink. That's kind of how we see it. God's winking at us when we hear that song. Then we are in France and we hear it two or three times. One time at a Russian congregation we were small group we were speaking at, and they start singing it in Russian. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. So last night, we were at Hillsong with David, and we were sitting there, and they'd gone 3 hours almost by that time in worship. So it was like 11 o'clock by that time, almost. And they were done. And then Joel Houston says, oh, we're going to do something that we haven't done before. And they all came out to like the middle of the throng down below. And they had this little stage set up there. And they started with his song. They brought one of the other singers up. They started with his song. They all gathered around, sat on the stage. And she was done because they were going to sing that one last song. And then all of a sudden, they start singing, How Great Thou Art. And we always know, like, we know the first couple notes really well. And we looked at each other like, no way. And they started singing it. And so I want to encourage us all here today, when God is asking you to cross over somewhere in your life, look at the clues. There's something in common that happens. It might be like a song like ours, something so obvious, but it also might be a place that you feel in your heart, or maybe it's a physical condition, or maybe it's, you know, something relationally that he keeps taking you back to that place and asking you to cross over or to believe for something new. And so the Bethel song that I love, I'm going to read you the lyrics. And as I do, if you close your eyes, and I'll just read these lyrics to you and then we'll pray. They say, where you go, I go. What you say, I say. What you pray, I pray. What you pray, I pray. Jesus only did what he saw you do. He would only say what he heard you speak. He would only move when he felt you lead, following your heart, following your spirit. So how could I expect to walk without you when every move that Jesus made was in surrender? I will not begin to live without you. For you alone are worthy. You are always good. You are always good. Yes, you are always good. Though the world sees and soon forgets, we will not forget who you are and what you've done for us. So with your eyes closed today, I just want to ask a simple question. Is God asking any of you today to cross over to the other side? And it might not be a physical crossing over like Ken and I are about to do. It might be someplace in your heart or your emotions, maybe relationally, physically, in your health. Where is he asking you to cross over? And what he's saying to you is, let's jump in that boat and cross over to the other side. Let's do it together. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for our time here today. And I ask, Lord, that those things that we heard this morning, that you were speaking to our heart throughout the service from the time that we first arrived here together, I pray that you would embed those deeply within our hearts, that they would not be snatched away as we leave and go about our day and our week, but that you would put those deep within us and that we would be able to know that something happened this morning, something deep, something you spoke, something you're asking of us, and that we would know that you will go and you will provide everything we need for whatever you're asking us to do. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.